This is Monk Sylvia from the Absolute Monastery. Dive in, but be untouched. I went to town today and it was an extremely busy time in town. And the town was busy. And I felt, you know, I was like diving into a bee house. There were so many people, so many cars. The stores were full. And the people were rushing around, buying like crazy. Lots of dads with kids, you know, all buying for Christmas. And I thought to myself, hey, actually that's fun. Just dive in and be untouched. And I saw the kids, especially the babies, totally untouched by all the noise and that busyness. They were sleeping on their mother's arms, on their father's arms, on these little backpacks they carry them around with. They were sleeping and totally at peace. And I thought, yes, that's how it is, being untouched. And I remembered when I was a young girl, maybe 13 or 14, I went to my godmother on summer holidays. And we went from Interlaken up into the mountains to picnics, and there was the aura coming from the glaciers, all cold and fresh and clean. And we used to go into that river to swim as if it were just nothing. You know, it was 14 degrees, which is maybe between 40 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit, actually very cold, I would say, from today's point of view. But at that time, I had no comparison. I found it just wonderful. It was the greatest thing to just step into that river and be in that water and feel it around you as it came like fresh from the mountain. Dive in and be untouched. And I saw today, yes, that's what the human life is really all about. Just create some beautiful illusions around you and around me and just be untouched. And I remember the time that a day like that would have just knocked me out of my socks, if you would say so. I would have become all nervous and my emotions would have been really tipsy-turvy because as a human being, I was open to all these emotions around me. I had the door of my consciousness wide open for all that disturbance. And now, as I was in town this afternoon, I thought, I'm here in the middle of that turmoil and I can be at peace. And for a moment I was thinking, is it now that I am undisturbed, is it because I am untouched or because I'm just feeling a kind of a distance? And then as I was waiting in front of a red light, I heard a car just blowing at the horn very insistingly and insistingly and insistingly. And I looked to the left and I looked to the right and thought, surely not for me. And thought to myself, yeah, not long ago or not many years ago, I would have felt terrible. I would have thought, hey, I must do something wrong. I must be in the wrong place. Or maybe the door of my gasoline tank is open or maybe my lights are not functioning right or what have you. And this time I was just sitting in the car and thinking, all is in divine order. My car is okay. I am okay. I'm in the perfect space. And that horn just continued to blow and blow. And suddenly intuitively I felt, hey, it is meant for me. And I really looked around and I looked behind me. And there I saw a car that had wanted to pass me by to get into the left of me where he could take a left turn, and he just needed the 3 or 4 feet that I could give him. So I moved forward, and he passed around me and smiled big. And I thought, no, actually, it's not distance, it's oneness. Because the oneness is, I felt that it was meant for me intuitively, and I looked around and moved. And the oneness I felt that moment when the guy turned around and with his big smile thanked me that I moved out of his way. And then again, when Herb was talking about all these cars diving into deep waters, I was thinking of an experience I had when I was with my sister and Paul, her husband, and we were in the south of France, in the Camargue, and we went to a kind of a like an island. There was just like a dam pass going to that island. You could watch wild horses there, but you had to be very careful and go back early because the tide in the afternoon would cover that road, and there was no road anymore. And like Paul is my brother-in-law, he's an adventurer to the point, and he naturally had to go late back. And it happened to us that suddenly there was no road anymore. You know, first the seawater washed over it and backed off, and you could still see a little bit, but then suddenly there was just water. There was water in front, there was water on the side, there was water in the back, and way, 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 way in front somewhere was some land. And I was sitting in this car and I was praying. I don't think I have been in that philosophy at that time, but I was just praying. And sometimes in my prayer, I opened my eyes and looked at Paul and just admired that guy. He was sitting in that car, totally untouched. He knew exactly where he was driving. He knew where the road was. And naturally, we made it. Sometimes I thought it was my prayer, but I just knew that Paul was in charge. He was totally in charge of that car and of that situation. That's what it is, you know, to dive into the human world, in the busyness of the world, in the creation of the human world, and be untouched. And we all are actually untouched. You know, remember when Spirit the Horse in that movie that we watched, when he for a moment went into the world of illusion because he wanted to know, he was like Adam and Eve, curious what the world out there was all about. But he never once forgot where he came from and where he would return to. And he was always in charge, and he was the creator of every situation. And if it seemed that it was against him or it was dangerous, he was always in charge, totally untouched. And at the end of the movie, it said, "I always return home." And so do I. I mean, I was in town and it was a busy day and it was a lot of busyness for my consciousness and my emotions to swallow. And I was honestly very happy to go home. And I knew in my heart that's my spiritual path too. I dive into this world of illusion and I know I always go home. I always know where home is. And I am untouched and I'm always in charge. So I'm diving and have lots of fun, but I am untouched. And so are you, and I love you.